Where is he? Where is he? He should be coming to fetch water from the river by now. Fuck. I feel so hot. I wanna fuck him. There he is, finally. Okay, he's nearing the river. Wait, I have to be patient. I'll wait for him to bend over to get the water and then... Now! Gotcha. Up we go. Hey, try to relax down there, okay? Screaming isn't gonna help do you any good. Okay, that was maybe a little bit more intimidating than I meant. I promise I'm not gonna hurt you, okay? Hey, we're starting to get pretty high up, so stop screaming, okay? I'm trying very hard to avoid hurting you. Hey, come on! There's no need to start flinging insults around. Oh, will you please stop screaming? You're making this so much more difficult than... Oh, you actually stopped screaming. Oh, thank you. I'm glad we could be civil about... Oh, he passed out. Well, that might be for the best, actually. It's a lot easier to fly when he's not struggling. So, just sleep for now, you sexy man. We're gonna have a lot more fun once we get back to my place. Oh, good. I was starting to get worried about you, you know? I thought I had done something wrong. This is the first time I've done this, so I thought I'd hurt you. I didn't see any blood or talon marks or anything, but you weren't waking up. Do humans usually stay unconscious that long? I mean, my heart was beating so fast because I thought I accidentally killed you or something. Well, it was also beating really fast because I realized I was finally holding a human man in my grip. And then I remembered that you didn't have a shirt on, and that kind of distracted me a little, but don't worry, you weren't at risk for being dropped or anything. Us harpies are experts. We never let our prey escape. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't usually get so carried away like this. Like I said, this is my first time doing this, and hey, why do you look so nervous? Are you still feeling poorly? What? You? I? Eat you? You think I'm gonna... eat you? Well, I guess that explains why you were struggling and panicking so much. No, gods no, I'm not gonna eat you. What a horrible thing to even suggest. Who told you that? Well, then your village elders are bird brains. Monsters don't eat people. That's disgusting. Ugh. You people from Silvery Moon are so weird. Oh, so why did I kidnap you? Right, I'm sorry about that, by the way. I would have liked to get to know you first, but, well, that wasn't really an option. See, us harpies are very sociable creatures. We love to talk and make friends with humans and other monsters, too. But, during our, mating season, which is right now... Our natural instincts get really strong, like really strong. Strong enough to make you sort of crazy. Right now, I can just about hold myself back from jumping on top of you, and we could talk like civil people. That's nice, right? But, I don't really know how long that's gonna last, so any other questions? We should probably clear everything up before I go, insane with lust? Oh. Why did I choose you specifically? Well, fair question. I've been observing you for about a week, just before I started going into heat. You were single, had no family, and were regularly vulnerable when you went to get water at the river. Also, you were, like, really, really attractive. Really? If all my sisters didn't already have mates from last season, you would have been snatched up days ago. Oh, look at you. You're blushing. Did you finally realize I'm not wearing any clothes? Go on, look all you want. Harpies don't really wear clothes, so we're pretty naked pretty much all the time. Here, let me push up my boobs so you can get a good look. I noticed you staring at them. I know they're not as huge as some of those human females in your village. I mean, seriously, how did one of them, like, walk around? But they're pretty nice, right? I'm pretty proud of them. You think I look sexy? Why, thank you. I went and preened all my feathers for the special occasion, you know. Cleaned up my eyrie, too. Do you like my nest? The view from this high up in the mountains is amazing, right? You can see Silvery Moon from up here. Look, I think I can see your house from he. Oh, here. Yeah, that's those crazy strong instincts I mentioned starting to take over. Now that there's a gorgeous man in front of me, my body's screaming at me to fuck you. So let's speed this up before I totally lose myself. I'm gonna approach you now, right? Like I said before, I'm not gonna hurt you. Wow, you look even better up close. Ooh, I can see that bulge forming in your pants. You really are attracting me, aren't you? Hey, can I kiss you? Wow. You're really good at kissing. Well, not that I would really know. I haven't kissed anyone, well, kissed anyone before. Well, other than practicing on my sisters, but that wasn't anything like this. By the way, harpy saliva is an aphrodisiac when we're in heat, so don't be alarmed if you suddenly feel very hot and needy. So, can I kiss you again? Yeah. Okay. I need a fuck. I really need a fuck. Hurry up. Take your clothes off. I'll rip them off if you don't. Come on, human. Underclothes too. I want to see you. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, look at you. Fuck, you look good. I need to touch you. Ooh. Oh, wow. Do my wing feathers feel good? Brushing up against your chest. I'll trace the tips of my feathers across your body. Isn't that nice? Does it tickle? I may not have hands like you, but my feathers can be surprisingly delicate. Would you like to find out how they feel in your cock? Ooh. Here we go. Your dick is so hard. My feathers are so soft. This is such a nice mix of sensation, isn't it? Do you feel as good as you look? Your face is incredible right now. I bet you have no idea I could do this to you. You see, monsters don't eat humans. We love them. Come on, you can touch me, you know. Run your hands all over me, anywhere you want. It didn't take you long for your hands to wind up to my boobs, huh? You must really like them. I didn't expect your dick to be so warm. Human bodies are amazing. Oh, what? Oh, I started sucking on your dick without even realizing it. That's okay, right? Good, because I don't think I could stop. Oh, fuck, your dick is really tasty. I've never had anything like this. Hey, I was wondering. Do you want to stay with me, even after mating season is over? Some harpies only keep their men around until they get pregnant, but I like you a whole bunch. I won't keep you against your will if you don't want to stay, but I certainly wouldn't object if you chose to stay after you've bred me. I could feel how that made your dick throb. Did you like me saying that? It's mating season, remember? We aren't stopping till you made me pregnant. Even if you chose to go back. You're not leaving until you fucked a baby into me. Preferably more than one. You're getting even bigger and harder. That means you're close to your peak, right? You want to come in my mouth, don't you? Please, can I have it? Can I eat your cum? I need it. I need it so badly. Yes, please, give me your cum. I'll take it all. Please, give it to me. Yes, please. Yes. Fuck. Oh, by the gods, you taste incredible. Your cum is delicious. Oh, fuck. Oh, what does your cum do to me? I feel like my body's on fire. More. I need more. Oh, your dick has some cum in it, right? It still has some cum in it? Give it to me. It's so good. Yeah. I can't take this any longer. I'm gonna explode. I have to fuck you. I gotta fuck you now. Just lay back. I'm going to sit on top of you. Oh, you're still hard. Oh, so hot. I need the stick. I need it inside of me. Oh, this feels fucking amazing. Yes. Fuck yes. Finally. Fucking finally. Touch me, feel my boobs, pinch my nipples, and kiss me as you. Yes, oh, I love that you want this too. This is the best I've ever felt in my entire life. Fuck, this is amazing. Humans are amazing. Finally! I've needed this so fucking long. Do you have any idea what it's like? Being a slave to your own instincts. Not being able to satisfy them. It's like being on fire. It's like burning alive and the fire doesn't ever go out, ever, even if you jump in a river. It's torture. Four fucking seasons I've had to endure it. 4 years of being alone. 4 years of burning, but not anymore. Because I have you now, don't I? This is the best pleasure you've ever felt in your entire life, isn't it? It feels so good that you can barely think, doesn't it? You like feeling my body slam into yours. You like watching my tits bits bounce up and down and bounce up and down. Like feeling my tight little pussy clenched around your incredible large human dick. Oh, you're... Oh, fuck yes, you do. Oh, I can feel how much you love this. And you know what else? You know what else? I know you're thinking about making me pregnant is turning you on. You want it to do it, don't you? Just try and deny it. I know you can't. You're fucking loving the idea as much as I am. I'm not even human. You don't even care. Just a few hours ago, you thought harpies were horrible monsters. And now you fucking love the idea of breeding with one. Making her pregnant with your babies. Can you imagine it, my gorgeous, gorgeous human? Imagine my belly, all swollen, with your children growing inside me. You won't have to imagine it forever. Harpies lay eggs, so our babies won't be inside me forever. But I'll definitely have a nice big belly for you in a few weeks. Yes. Tell me how badly you want to breed me. Tell me how badly you need to come inside me. I knew it. I could tell. I knew you would want to be my mate. The edge, aren't you? I can feel how badly you need to come. I can feel you twitching inside me. I need this too. Come inside me, lover. Come inside me and claim me forever. Make me yours. It's the only way. It's the only way to make the burning stop. For both of us, please come inside me and make me pregnant. Come in me, do it. Breed me, lover. Give me your babies. Come on. That's it. Yes. Yes. I can finally think again. The burning it's still there, but it's not horrible now. Sorry if I was a little too intense back there, but that was just so good. The need is gone for now, but all I can think about is how much I want to go again. You feel the same way? That makes me really happy. I'm happy I chose you as my mate. You want to be on top this time? Sure, why not? Let's just stay together like this for a while longer. Then you can take me like a human girl and... Fuck, you're coming to me. You might say we are gonna feather our nests really soon. Hmm.